we humble ourselves before you and before one another. We pray that in this service, Lord, you can, as you promised, that we gather the way we are gathered, and thou shalt be in our midst. This morning, Lord, we want to commit this service before you, Lord. We pray, Father, that every word of a man be a lie, but your word be the truth. Let the truth, Lord God, get into the hearts of the listeners, Lord God. We commit the service now unto you. Father, if there be any need in our midst, Lord, we pray now that, Lord, you take charge and meet the needs of your children, Lord, because they've come to you, Father, empty-handed, Lord, begging, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Father, we know we are feeble. We know we are human beings, Lord. We can't do it without you. We depend on you on everything, Lord. We now commit ourselves to thee. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, pray. Amen. You can get seated. I don't know whether Joe is late. I think we were expecting two Joes today. maybe he's called to work or something. We were expecting two Joes today. One Joe did not exactly say he would come, but he said, I'll not commit myself, give me the address, and he was given the address. But that's okay. We have Kath today, and her son, and her nephew, son's niece, something like that. And they are most welcome. I think Kath can stand up at the back there so that the people can see you. Kath, can you stand up so that people can see you? Just stand up. I hope I'm not embarrassing you. That is Kath. She's with me. And she's a very nice sister. And she's our good, good friend. So may God bless her heart. I hope Joe is gonna listen in. Joe was really enthusiastic. He was to come. He was really talking about coming today. And I don't know. Maybe he's late. Maybe they called him to work. But it's another Joe. I think if you have so many Joes, there's another Joe that is really talking about this. Every time in the morning he comes and tells you, how can Bill do that? You know, he's reading those stories about Brother Branham. He says, how can Bill do that? You know, he's calling him Bill. And he's really enjoying that book. And maybe you pray for us. I'm so committed his father-in-law. You know, he's not been in church. Joe has not been in church. And therefore, he's not been going to church. And therefore, his father-in-law is very religious. I think he's in a certain denomination. And he came and found that book on the table. Because what Joe does, whenever they're eating lunch or anything, he sits there with a book and reads, and he enjoys it. So the father found it there. The father-in-law found it there and was saying, okay, I've heard of this man. I would like that. And I told Joe I would like to meet with him. And then we just fellowship a bit. So whatever it is. But You know, the devil doesn't like this. The devil doesn't like when people get to this. And he's really fighting. He's really fighting in every way. I remember one time Joe, I don't know how to appreciate those Joes. There are so many Joes. this Joe who comes here, David's father, or Ruka's father. I remember one time he was coming here. And sometimes he doesn't even go home. He just won't drive here dirty, like he's coming from work and he wants to drive here in the evening. And he came here, he was driving here and was called. He was told, no, we don't have, I think, braids. Cousin knows about those braids that cuts bread. We don't have them. You got to go to Wicksboro. So he drove now from coming, he turned around and he'd go to Wicksboro to buy those braids to bring them back to work. So something like that. And that's good, but what I'm trying to say is that
The devil will try everything. The devil will try everything to make sure that somebody doesn't hear this, because this is something that is really gonna free people. This is where people can get freedom, you know, freedom. Yeah, and people don't realize that the whole world is a prisoner of the devil. The world is a prisoner of the devil. People are imprisoned by the devil. It's not their fault. It's not their will. It's not that they want it. The people are good. Everybody is very good. But the devil, this is Satan's Eden. The world is Satan's Eden. And the devil is holding people. Then the devil does not want you free. This is the only place where you can come, listen to the word, and get free from those chains of the devil. And the devil knows that. And he's really, really tightening his doors so that you don't come out. He doesn't want anybody to come out. We pray for them, we talk with them, and we love them. And let them not feel like we are better. We are not. We're not any better. It's only by the grace of God that he opened that door just a bit and we saw it, and God got a hold of us. And God is calling everybody. God is calling you all. God is calling. And his arms are wide open. Please come. And whoever hears this voice, he's here to hold you up. Because we are not any good. We are not any better. We are just human beings. It's by his grace. It's only him who can make you something else. If he doesn't, there's nothing you can do. It's him and him and him. So we don't claim to be good people, no. We just claim that the grace of God has been on us. And we pray that that grace of God may be upon us, each one of the other people also. So today, I hope it will not be my signature that I bring quotes and I don't read them. I hope this one, so I'm gonna read them. I hope I'm going to read them. But this is my idea. And when I come to explaining my idea is when I really go. and I don't follow my quotes. My idea is that where is the Lord God of Elijah? That was a question that was asked by Elisha. You know, Elisha followed Elijah, and he followed him wherever he went. You remember, he left everything. Elisha left everything. He was a farmer, that plow and everything, and he followed Elijah when he realized that this thing, what would I do to get like you? I want that thing that I see in you, that godliness, that God in you, I want him in me. That was the cry of Elisha. And Elijah told him, "I think that you're asking, but I don't know what you do, but if you see me go, then you can have it. If you see me go." Maybe I will preach one time. I don't know whether I preach that one time. One time I would like to preach, if you see Elijah go. I think I brought something like that. So now it was like that. And Elisha followed him from him, wanted that God that was in Elijah. Now, when Elijah was taken, then Elijah came back, and the trail that they had followed when they were coming to where Elijah was taken. And he went back, and he came to a place where they had passed Jordan, and he could not cross it. And that before they come there, on the other side, and the water split, and there was a way in the River Jordan for them to cross. Elisha remembered that, so he hit it. I don't know whether he hit it the first time or something, but that nothing happened. And then he asked, "Where is this? Where is the God of Elijah? Where's God of Elijah? Where's God of Elijah?" You know, he had seen Elijah do those things. Why can't I do it? Why can't I do it? I've seen that. I've seen what he's done. And I followed him to have this. Now it's here. This is it. Where is this God of Elijah? And I was thinking about that when I put this. I don't know how to write to this. But it's the same thing. Because my question, where is the God that was with Brother Branham? Where is that God in our midst? Where is him? Where is him? And this was stirred up. I could have, if I knew that we could have visitors, I told Don I would have I didn't know when I asked Brother Don that I can preach today, I didn't know that we would have visitors. I wouldn't have asked if I knew there were visitors. Don is good at this than me. So here, and that's, you know, Brother Michael, Brother Michael, in my head, Brother Michael is a jack of all trades and a master of every one of them. It's not like, you know, they say jack of all trades and a master of none. No, Michael is not like, Michael is a master of all trades and a jack of all trades and a master of every one of them. He does everything. I mean, he's very good. He's over there. He's over there. And he does very good. He does very good in every one of them. And he gave a testimony. I thought he was preaching this morning as he talked a bit. I really felt good. You know, in the back there, I listened to him. I really felt blessed. And then on Sunday, he gave a testimony about... and it doesn't sound nothing. It sounds like... What is that? But brother, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. You'd wonder, why was the prophet making a squeal? He's so about a squeal. What are you doing? I'm hunting squeals. Where do you want the first one? It's here. What's so great about that? You remember that thing that came and you had a wood on it. What do you call it? Something came to in Brother Branham's yard, and it had babies, and it a possum, and he had babies, and it was all dead. It had a very bad wood here, and the prophet did not know what to do, and the Lord said, pray for it. What is the importance of a possum? Those small things that you think they're not important, they're very important before God. God is not the author of frustrations. God frustrated. It might not be frustrating me. You know, if you talk to somebody who has great money, big money, that's not a big deal. I've met brothers here who take their truck to the dealership. I say, why? Why are you taking the truck to your dealership? It's not the way I want it. I'm feeling like it's not the way I want it. I'm feeling like it's not comfortable. And it's paying thousands and thousands of dollars. To them, it's not a problem. See that? But brother, what are you doing? I'm hunting squirrels. What are you doing? Whatever you're doing, whatever you are, God is there with you, brothers. God put you there. So whatever it is, God is concerned with it. Don't say, to me, God is there. Involve him. I've a quote here, I'm not going to read it. Don't involve him when we are doing our things, and when it gets wrong, it's when you're calling him. Involve him. Every move you make, involve God. Let God be with you. When you start it, to the end, ask God, am I supposed to go this direction? God is concerned with our lives. Everywhere. God is concerned with it. You think God of God that cannot be concerned about me driving to work? He is concerned about he takes care of me driving to work. Those small things that you think he's concerned. And when Michael gave testimony, really touched me. God coming of this kind of God that we have. We don't see him, but he is here. In every way, he's here. He does those things, and he's God. And then Don came and talked about, that is what actually fired me. And I didn't know that Today it would be like this. But then don't say it. We are not looking for Pentecost, kind of something. He's stated like that. Like, we are not looking for Pentecost, you know, gifts like that. But we want that God. That's what he said. He said, I don't know what words he used exactly, but he said something like that. We need that God. We need that God. We might think he's Pentecostal, and it sounds like Pentecostal. And I was thinking, there's nothing wrong with Pentecost except the doctrine. There's nothing wrong with Pentecost except the teaching that they had, we hire. We are Pentecostal plus. And Pentecostal is not a denomination. Pentecost is an experience. It's an experience. We have Pentecostal plus. We have Pentecostal experience plus. We are not going to throw those things away. We need that God in our midst. We need him. It sounds like Pentecost when people pray. When people, somebody just goes there, prays for 2 hours, crying. It sounds, I want that Pentecost. If that is Pentecost, I want it. I want to have a breakthrough with my God. I don't want a God of history. I want a God that I can talk to and he can talk back to me. Praise be to God. That's what brought this. But that's it. That's it. Now. Now. You know, I didn't know how to start this because, you know, when you have you get to talk in a way, and Brother Don was telling me, even Paul was very concerned about people who talk in tongues. Paul was concerned that do they you got to speak something that people understand. And I want to speak something that everybody understands what I'm talking about. Because when we talk about church ages, we talk about ages. People don't know that even in the Garden of Eden, that was an age. And there was a messenger. The messenger in the prophecies, the messenger in the Garden of Eden was God. Is the messenger is the person who brings, or somebody who brings the word to the people. The mystery, the word, the truth to the people. This is what God requires people to do in this age. And in every age, God has a requirement. God in the Garden of Eden required one thing. Don't eat of that tree, but eat of this tree. God required that people eat the tree of life to be eternal and to live like that. And never to touch this other tree of good and evil. That was the devil. Don't eat the devil. Don't deny the word. God is the word. God is the truth. The word is the truth. Don't deny the truth and go the lie. Don't do that. That was the message in the Garden of Eden. Leave the lie alone. Don't follow the lie. Follow the truth. That was the message in the Garden of Eden. That was an age. And God has brought age right from there. You look at every time the people are saved by the message of that age. If you listen to that message of what the message that has come in that age, you're going to be saved. Salvation. If you don't eat that tree, you live eternally. You live like that, you never die. That's the message. But if you do, this is the consequences. If you refuse my message of this, these are the consequences. You're going to die. It comes to Noah. Noah had a message. He was a messenger. He was a messenger of that age. You come to the ark. If you don't come to the ark, you are done. You're going to die. This is the message of the hour. You believe it? This is the way of salvation. This is the way God can save you. Come to this message of the hour. God has come from heaven purposely to save you. This is his mercy. Because you want to be saved, follow me, like Paul said. Follow me. Do you want to get saved? Paul said. That was a message again. Do you want saved? Do you want to be saved by God? This is the message. Follow me as I follow Christ. I have a revelation. I have a message from God. I've come down from heaven. God has come down from heaven. He has brought this message. Do you want to be saved? This is the way of salvation. For me, I say for Christ. That has been always like that. God has never stopped. Until now, we have another message. Exactly right. Just like at the Garden of Eden. Because God promised he would take us back to the Garden of Eden. We have another message right now. Just like we had a message in the Garden of Eden. That was God. Now we have a message in this age. Which is God himself. Is anybody getting lost? Praise be to God. That's exactly right, brothers. We have a message that just God said he's going to restore us back to Eden. I'm going to take you back to Eden. And he has exactly done that. And everything that was in Eden towers except these bodies. Until we drop this body, God has come down. And salvation in this age, if you do want to get saved, salvation in this age is one. It's one. There's a message that has come. What message? He has come. People talk about the rapture. People talk about the rapture. And everybody is waiting for the rapture. Everybody is waiting for the second coming. What is the rapture? I think everybody knows. The rapture is the second coming of the Lord. And the Lord taking his church, his bride, is right? That's right. God taking his bride to himself. How many comings were there? There were three comings. How many knows that? There were three comings. The first coming for God to be a man, that is Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins to pay the price. Isn't it? Now that was that. Now, what was the second coming? The second coming was to come and take a bride to himself. Take the church to himself. It's called the rapture. And people know that. Take the church to himself. Take the church, take the bride to himself. It's called the rapture. And people, the people's mind, that's, you know, I can give you a story and you can hear what you hear. And you can just go away with it and not follow what I said. The story was not that and we fly with his body to him. Paul said that cannot be. Paul said that with this body we cannot fly to him. Why? These bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That's what Paul said. So these bodies cannot fly. So it was a certain coming. He says, go back to the Bible and you see what that coming was. What was that coming? He says, what was that coming? He said, it was being caught up. And you people know English. What is caught up? What is caught up? Caught up is being caught up. You're caught up with it. You're caught up with work so much. It's like you become, you're not in your, all your senses, all your everything is there. Is that what it means? You people know English. It's like all your senses is there. You're not even, you are so caught up with your wife that you don't know even what is happening here. Around that. You're so caught up with it. You're so mad. Can you get that? You're so caught up with that eating that beef. You're so caught up. You're not even seeing that other people are not eating. You're so caught up. That's the meaning of the word caught up, right? You're so caught up with him. Who is him? He is the word. He is the revelation. He is God. You're caught up, so caught up with him. But you even forget about other things. All the other things are secondary. That was a rapture. Now that is a message. Do you want to get saved today? That's a message. You get caught up with him. You get caught up with the truth. You know there are so many denominations. And they're good. That's okay. Those denominations are right. Praise be God. But do they have preached the whole truth? The whole truth has come. The whole truth is himself. The whole truth has come. You can't be deceived now. God, for you to get saved in this age, because the message today to save you, the message today to save you is the whole truth. To be, for you to be caught up with the whole truth. So when you accept that whole truth, when you see it and you accept it, you are saved. You know, in times of Paul, it was repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. That's right? That was kind of... Now this is it. You be caught with it. Do you see it? Look at it. Is it the truth? God has come from heaven. And that what he has spoken is the truth, is the whole truth. Those have been a portion of the truth. Now, the truth is, you get caught with it. Look at it, accept it with all your heart, go to it, let it become you. Praise be to God. That's the salvation. There's nothing like repent and be, there's nothing like that. Listen, there's nothing like that now. That was a message for another age. Is it good? Can you repent? Do whatever you want. After you get in there, whatever God tells you to do, just do it. But get in there. Where the whole truth has come. You people know about the seals. The seals were revealed. He came down in Revelation 10. He came down. In a cloud, in a pillar of fire. He came down. That salvation. For me. I have a message. For this message. That's the truth. That's the whole truth. The whole truth has come. Now, that being the case now. And we say it's not something that the second coming is not that it will happen. No. It is happened. It's here. Jesus Christ has come. Who is Jesus Christ? The beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. Like that. Then the Word is in those among us. Is that right? So he's come. The whole Word has come. That's the message of the hour. The whole Word has come. The whole of God has come down. He's here. Amen. Do you want to get saved? He's here. The truth is here. In the Garden of Eden, don't you eat nothing. Don't you eat nothing but the whole truth. The tree of life is here. Eat it. The tree of life is here now. Jesus is here. God is here. Eat him. Praise be to God. Now that being the case, I'd like to read. I think I've explained about why I got where's the Lord God of Elijah? Where's God of Elijah? That was how Elisha was acting. Elisha was going with Elijah, and Elijah was taken, and Elisha was asking, "Where is this God of Elijah?" And I would like to ask this question. Same question. Where is this God of Brother Branham? You know, he did things. This God. Ask him, Brother Branham. What are you doing? Where is this God? Praise be to God. What are you doing? I'm hunting squirrels. That God. Praise be to God. That was the example of our message today. I'm praying. There's a quote that I had here. But what if you had your wife was sick? Your wife was sick and he didn't do that. You'd be in desperation. The prophet says, you'd be in desperation. You'd really call upon the name of the Lord. You know, and God would hear you. And he says, and I remembered, how about Brother Branham? When he's... His wife had a tumor. Remember our story about Brother Branham's, about Mida, when he banged the door because he didn't like, Brother Branham was supposed to spank Joseph, and he didn't, and he got into the room and banged the door, and Brother Branham tried to open the door, and Mida could not open the door. You remember that story? And he could not open the door, and he said, I have something from the Lord. You talk about how mad you are, whatever you are. If the Lord is talking, you calm down all your anger, and he opened the door. What is it? And he got a hold of her and started crying because he saw what happened to her. Something had a tumor was on her now. And he cried to the Lord, but one time God told him, what do you want? Matter was being for surgery. And he said, what do you want, Brother Branham? He said, I want the moment when he's taking that, I don't know, it's not a knife or something, surgery knife or something like that. What? Yeah. Is that when he's got to go with wanting to cut, and he's going to touch her to find out whether that tumor is there. And he touched it, and the prophet told God, I want it to not be there. And he went there, touched it, looked for it, and he said, I don't find it. And I found very interesting, because here in America, it's not like Kenya. Here in America, before they do surgery, they got to have some 2 meetings to make sure it's there, to, of course, to explain to you and everything, make sure it's there. And they test again. What had happened? They tested, they saw it was there. They were sure. Took some pictures and everything, it was there. And they said, what do you want? And the doctor went there, he looked at his whatever, at his tests. It was there, but it's not there. And he took the phone. And he said, Hello, Brother Bill. He said, do you know what? The prophet said, yes, I do. He said, what is it? The tumor is not there. God had already told him that tumor would be taken. Where is that God? That's our example. That's the message of the hour. That is what has saved me. That is what has saved you. God, the creator. You remember that time he was... When he was hunting somewhere, and they were with brothers, and he ran, because they had announced in the radio and everything that there would be a storm, and the clouds had started gathering together, and there was a big storm, and it was announced, everybody get out of that. Do you remember that? Everybody get out of that. And he was told, and he was walking, he was running to see if they are brothers. I think Brother Branham was very, very, very energetic. So he was running, and seeing, making sure that every brother is out, so that they don't die in the woods. So finally, he heard a voice talking. Where is that voice? Where is this God of Elijah? Where is that voice? He heard that voice talking, he said, who is the maker of all nature? He said, it's you. What do you want with it? I want this storm to stop and the sun shine for 3 days. Is it 3 days? I don't remember exactly. For 3 days, that's what I want. And the clouds started moving away, and everybody marveled, where is the storm? But they had announced the meteorologist. What do you call them? That's right. Meteorologist. Where is it at? Where is the rain? That Jesus, that God, the creator who spoke in the garden of heaven, let there be, is back here with us again. He has come. That same God has come. He is our messenger. Do you want to get saved? That's the salvation. But where is that God? Where is the God of Elijah? Where is that God that talks to the? Where is that God that talks to the prophet like that? Where is that God? Praise be to God. So he's here now. Let's read this. Let's read this. It's in the book called Fundamental, the Fundamental Foundation for Faith. Okay. All this. It's in there. I've really cut a lot of quotes here. It's to be short and to be in a way that each one of us can understand what you're talking about. Now, let's come here. Very fast. I'm going to go very fast. Now, paragraph 8 there and 9 is part of 8. Now, God, when he made man in the beginning, he made him superior to anything on earth. That's how he made man. That's how man was. He gave him the jurisdiction of everything on earth to control everything. He controlled the animal life. He controlled the fowl life, the fishes of the sea. He controlled the weeds. He controlled the plant life. He controlled everything. Man was made as a secondary god on earth. He was given the power. Now, this is it. He was given the power to control all things. That's where we are restored back to. Except these bodies. This body must drop. One day this body must drop. When it drops, you take another body called a body of theophany. You go to the sixth dimension. There you are happy. Praise be to God. But for now, in these bodies, he has come and taken us to himself. In these bodies, in suffering, you make mistakes, all that. Why? This is the reason. I'm fast. Why did the fall? I've said that before. Why did the fall affect a lion? Why did the fall affect the tree? Why did the fall affect nature? Why did it? Because Adam was the god of that. Adam was the god of nature. And now the god of nature has fallen. So the nature also fell. So to make, bring it back, he must actually first of all deal with Adam. Can you get that? So Adam and Eve back. Praise be to God. We are Eve. He's Adam. Adam and Eve are back. That's the first thing to do. But Eve has his body. Eve has his body. This body has got to drop. But he has all the powers that he had at the back. Remember that. What is standing between you and what he was there is his body. The only difference between you and Adam at the Garden of Eden is his body. Praise God. Now, to control everything. He controlled the animal life. He controlled the fall of the fishes. He controlled the plant life. He controlled everything. The power to control all things. All elements of the earth. Elements. Like climate. Like weeds. Like rain. Storm. Like snow. All elements. Everything. God gave you. You can stop rain if you want to. There's another quote that I saw. That you can create your own earth. If you knew who we are, we can create another world and we go and live there. We can do that. That's the kind of people that God has given us. Man was made a secondary god. Okay, I've read that. Makes him. Okay. Adam was given his powers. But then the power that he was given to make himself is where he fell. That's where he fell. Okay, Adam fell. Alright. And Adam could speak to the weeds and it would stop. He could speak to the trees and they would obey him. Oh, praise be. But that's back. But he has restored us back to that. You talk about faith. We just have stories about faith. I pray for this. Maya was giving me a story that when she heard the first thing about the faith and people preaching about faith. And she heard that about the prophet. You know, you remember the prophet went to somebody that was lying down and he was sick and told him, God is more than Abraham. And he said, and he took something that was on top hanging over that woman. I think it's a woman. And he started swinging and told the swing. And that woman thought is witchcraft. Because he started swinging. The prophet said, swing. And he started swinging. And he said, and he told her, if I didn't have my keys in my pocket in those home, I would call for that key from home, and those keys could come in my pocket. That woman said, whoa, is that so? He said, yes. So my wife heard that. And one time he said, I'll try that. And he took his hand, he said, I want that key to come in my hand. I want that, it didn't come. Praise the Lord. there's something to it. There's something that you got to come to that. There's something that there's a line that's clogged up, that's something that needs to be unclogged. You know a pipe? You know a pipe of water? If a pipe of water has some, even the pipe that goes to your drainage, if it is clogged up, you put water in the sink and it doesn't go. Toilet doesn't go, is that right? You need to be unclogged, is that right? There's something that clogged those rights that we had with God that needs unclogging. And today I want to talk about unclogging a bit. There's something. Where is this God of Elijah? Is that like, that's where we are supposed to. What's the problem? We were talking about this, and I was telling my wife, we're in bed, and I told her that's exactly the truth. God is God. And God does not have any other people to deal with. We are the people. God meant it for us. It's ours. It's ours. But where is it? We are not somewhere. Something is not right. Why can't I talk to God like Adam talked to God? Why? Why can't I come to a place where there's no why? Brother, sister, it's here. It's us. It's ours. You know, like the prophet talks about salvation. He said, Jesus died for every sinner. Every sinner that is here or not, he doesn't need to go to hell. He doesn't need, no sinner is supposed to go to hell. The prophet said that. Do you remember that? He said, the only problem is that sinner is not stretching hard or he's hard to go and take that salvation. That the death of Christ is for everybody. But the sinner has got to stretch his heart and get that death. Is that right? Because we know his predestination. But that's what he said. So is this. There's something that we're not doing. That there's something that we've not done. There's something in our minds. I'm not saying we're not there. We are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the people that he's been looking for. We are the people that has been God. We are the people that made him come from heaven and got us. The second coming was getting us. We have got there. We are right there. Praise be to God. I'm coming to that. Don't worry. I'm coming to that. So controlled for us again. Man was made a second God, he said. And Adam could speak to the weeds and it would stop. He could speak to the trees and they would obey him. He could speak to the world, right? It would obey him. He could speak, and I'm not trying to talk about those are emotions. Those are emotions. You've not gotten it. The Pentecostal emotions. And saying in tongues. I'm not saying that. You can speak in tongues if you want to. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong in speaking in tongues. If God, you remember one time the prophet was preaching and a certain Samaritan and spoke, and he spoke in Spanish. And there was a United Nations interpreting that thing. You remember that? We fear. Brother Don is like, we are fearing that. We are fearing, calling that the Pentecost. The prophet said, he spoke and said, because you've chosen the narrow way, the harder way, the narrow way, the harder way. A great portion of heaven is, and he spoke in tongues. Well, the interpreters and brought the interpreter. They brought the, one of them was an interpreter from the United Nations. Nothing wrong with speaking in tongues. Nothing wrong. But the problem with Pentecost that you know, that you people know, is they make it up. I told my wife in Kenya, Why can you even now? Because she used to be a Pentecostal preacher. My own used to be. So I said, can you do like they used to do? Can you still speak in tongues? And right there, it's not anything. It's not reality. It's something that you get used to. And I've seen them praying for people. And they're saying, just loosen your tongue. Just loosen your tongue. Just loosen your tongue. And something comes and you start saying like them. That's the kind of Pentecostalism people think. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about reality. A person getting something from God and his lips and his tongue come, and you even don't know what you're saying. An interpreter comes here and says, God is saying A, B, C, D. God is saying that you've chosen the right way and the harder way. A greater portion of heaven, brother, is waiting for you. I'm not trying to make, you know, people jump up. You see, people jump up. Like when you're, and under the Quran, you know, like when you're singing, people in Kenya jump up. You know, we sing, sorry, like here. People in Kenya jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up. And in that kind of a thing, you can have more emotions. And those emotions can bring you to something. And you think something, and you think God is talking, and sometimes he's not even talking. You're not in line. I'm going to speak about that today. You're not in line where God can speak. Anything comes, I think God is talking. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about reality. I'm talking about reality. When the prophet knows for sure that opossum, that God wants that opossum to get healed. He says, God told me. Can you start up and say, God told me? Are you sure? I'm not talking about makeups and pretense. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about reality. There's a new door. When you see a fake door, there's a new door somewhere. All right. And Adam could speak to the weeds. Okay, I've read that. Everything obeyed Adam. Everything obeyed Adam. Now, that's the beginning of man. That's what God gave him power over. Everything on the earth. Now, before he lost that power, then he becomes unconscious of the fact. I was reading this and I was thinking... you know, after putting that water in your sink, and you've washed your dirty dishes there, some of the food has gone there, it's crumbled a bit. So if you leave that water, it's going to go slowly. You realize that? Then tomorrow you come and put some more food stuff there, it goes slowly, until completely it curls up. When Adam and Eve fell, immediately, it was not properly clogged up. The lines were not clogged up completely. And it was just a bit. But other times, it's really been clogged up. Every dot has gone to that. It's completely clogged up. God, even see, was not his son. And sometimes I've called upon the Lord in my desperation. I told God, I'm your son. I've told God like that. God, don't you know I'm your son? But even somebody that was not your son, you talk to me, Lord. You remember when he talked to Cain? He was of the evil one. Is it right? And he came from heaven and said, Cain, if you do right, why is that God? Why can't he talk to me like that? Then he came from heaven and Cain could say, God talked to me and told me because I've killed Abel, Abel, ABCD. He could say that. Can he say the same? Now you're talking about the word. I'm going to give you a quote from the book called Wisdom versus Faith. It's going to say, you can have all the quotes. You can have all the intellectual. You can memorize the Bible. You can memorize the word. He said, even the devil knew the word. It's the word that he took to Jesus. If you are Jesus Christ, because the Bible said ABCD. The word said ABCD. And so I'm not talking about that. And reading and knowing the word is very important. Knowing this truth is very important. But there's something beyond that. Those words being you. You and that word becoming one. You knowing that you surely this is the truth. It's not only knowing, but that truth has become you. I'm not trying to say that we don't read, that we don't have cool and things like that. Yeah, brother. Sometimes I think I'm gonna go crazy. I study and think I'm here or over here or over here or over here until, oh Lord, what is it? What's this? But that does not, it helps. But I'm not it, brother. I want whoever wrote that, whoever spoke that, I want him. I want him. Otherwise, it will just remain papers. It will remain a letter. That cannot help nobody. All right. No, I'm taking a bit of time. No, when man fell for this, Christ redeemed us. Okay. And now that he lost in the fall, Christ came as a redeemer. Did you ever stop to think that? Christ redeemed us for? He gave us everlasting life. He brought us back to the eternal fellowship and relationship. Right. This quote has been read so many times. But that touched me, brother. That's why I want a fellowship. What's a fellowship? Fellowship is not when I am talking. I'm talking, and you're not talking. That fellowship is when you talk and I talk. I want a God that I can talk to and he talks back. I want a fellowship. I want a relationship with God. That we can sit somewhere God can. You're my friend. I want to talk to you a bit, Lord, on this. You remember one time the prophet was praying and he said, Lord, you know what I want. I don't need to give you so many words, but you know what? Can you give me this? That kind of a fellowship. God wants a fellowship. God wants a togetherness, you and him. It's not his fault. It's our fault. He's looking for us. He wants us to come to that channel where we can have fellowship one-on-one with him. We can dedicate our lives and our time to him. Lord, I want a fellowship with you. I want some time with you, Lord. Can you come here, Lord? We talk a bit about this, about that. That's the Garden of Eden. He came every evening and Adam, he could ask, the prophet says, he could ask Adam, Adam, how is the lion behaving? Did you see the hyena running around? Did you see the fellowship? What? Father, I don't have a shoe. You think that's nonsense? It's not! Whatever it's in, the prophet says, whatever you need. Father, I don't have a shoe. Can you do that? Can you come close, that close to God? Yes, sir. That is where we are required to come. So much so that you can talk. You know, one time they were talking about me. There was some more in Kenya. Oh, in this. And they were trying to say, we know go by this, go by. They told Don so many things about me. That I. And then Don, I saw a letter that Don, I don't think Don wanted me to see that. But I saw it somewhere. And I saw a letter written to those guys. Because they could repent. They repent and they say, oh, Brother Don, where is this lying? That was not true. And I saw a letter written to them by Brother Don. Brother, I believe it. Even when you tell those stories about, I did believe them. Don had known me. You know, go back and Don cannot do that. Go back and don't do that. God. Can we be like that with God until I know God cannot do that? God knows, God cannot do that. Like when Job and there was a meeting in heaven and the devil came to the meeting and it was Satan. Have you found my son, Job? God had a testimony. He knew Job so well. Job knew God so well. He had a testimony for him. He knew that. That's not my son. My son cannot do ABCD. And then I said, because you've done this, that, him just a bit and see, you know, I see on your face. He said, my son cannot do that. Can God have that with me? Or that? That's all I want. So close to God that the mind that was in Christ can be in me. I can know what God wants about this, about this, about this. That's what I want. The reality is, that's the thing. He seems to be so far. I'm talking, he's not hearing. He seems like that. God is the nearest help in times of need. It's not, that was not meant only for Brother Branham. Remember Elijah? When Elijah went and they had that kind of competition, and he said, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord and the fire will come from heaven and burn the place, that will be the God to be worshipped. And they prayed and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed. Do you know what Elijah did when he came there? Lord, you know you sent me. I know this is not for me, but this is. He knew it was not in Elijah. It was not like if he was sure. This is the idea of God. This is what God wants. I'm not guessing that he would come. He will not come. I'm sure he'll be here. The mind that was a mind that, can we come to that? That is where God wants us to be. The mind that was in Elijah, the mind that was on God together. That's what you're thinking, what God is thinking is the same. Now you can say, I don't do nothing until I see my Father do it. Where do you see the Father? You don't see him. You're so clogged up with this. You're taken. You're a prisoner somewhere else. You're not a prisoner to him. God is desiring. I would use this word, and you understand what it means. God is dying for that. You know what I mean? I don't mean that God dies. God is dying that. God wants a bride. He has him. She has him. God wants her. Before you cry, I hear. That's what he said. Before you pray, I know it. Yes, sir. And when I go there, I know I'm talking to him. I'm not guessing. I'm talking to him. And I can ask for something. God, no, I'm not going to give you son. No, that's not what I'm going to give you. And the thing is, since he restored man back to his place, man in the fall has lost his conscience. It's very good up there, but let's just everlasting life, like that. Now the thing is okay. His conscience of the Father, or what the Father put in him here on earth. Conscience, he's lost conscience. Man has lost conscience because of the way you come wrong to God because of bodies. And for 6,000 years, it has been worse and worse and worse and worse until now. Now it's so bad for man. You can't do it alone, brother, sister. You can't. God has got to come and take that away. It's so bad now. It's worse at the garden. Immediately they were taken out of the garden. It's worse than that. That's what I'm saying. Immediately out of the garden of Eden, God was talking even to Cain. He was saying, Cain, if you do this, I'm here. You are a son of the devil. Do you think, brother, sister, God did not know that he was a son of perdition, a son of the evil one? He was a son of the devil. Do you think he didn't know? He knew it. Now, in the outlets, now, conscious of what Father put him here on earth to do. In other words, all the plodding as it was, now he calls it plodding, all the plodding as it was in our brain, in our outlets, the faith has been clogged up with business affair, with business affair. Where am I? Let me get up there. Clogged up the brain and the outlets, the faith has been clogged up with business affair, with home life, domestic things. Those things don't seem like they don't seem like they can. That cannot clog. It seems like that cannot clog. Family life, domestic life, my wife, my children. That cannot. It seems like the problem is yes. We are so clogged up with that. We think of those things more than we think about God. And anything between God, anything that is not fast, That is your God. God has got to be first in your life. If you put anything else before him and you put the first, that's your God. And God cannot be worse. God cannot say that. What does it God? God takes sides. Okay. You want that? You want family life? That's okay. You want this? Okay. Leave me alone. I cannot. I'm number one. If you have something else, number one, I'm not there. You blame God. God is there. Waiting. When can you unclog that? When can you put him first? When can you put that number two? When can you put your life number two? Why, when? When you do that, come here. It's not God, it's us. It's us. It's not him. Adam, Adam, where the earth is calling. We don't even hear. You're clogged up. Praise be to God. We don't even pray enough. I'm going to have some good down there. And if you think you do, we don't. Give excuses. All right, all this. The face has been clogged up with business affairs, with home life, domestic things. It's all become a clogged up. Clogged up with that until God cannot operate through those channels that he made man for. Praise be to God. Now, as God looking for you, Adam, Adam, where are the words? Goomba, 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 where are the words? What? I cannot have enough time because I'm going to work. Goomba, Goomba, I have a family. I have so many excuses. His so loving father is calling, Goomba, Goomba, I want to save you. I want you back to the line where we can have fellowship. Can we talk? Can you give me just some minutes? We talk. Praise be to God. Don't blame God. It's not God. It's us. God has done everything. He's come down. He's opened the seals. He saw you. He's here. He's done everything. He's not even like he did. Kind, come here. Can you see? If you do like your brother, come here. The example is brother. This is what it was. All that I wanted. This is what it was. Did you see what I did with brother? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it. That's it. I'm here. I'm here. It's me who did it with brother. Now I'm here to do it with you, the bride. I'm here. I'm here. Can you come? Can you unclog a bit? Can you come? Can you give yourself time? Can you become a prisoner? I'm not telling you not to work. I'm not telling you that. But can you give me time also? Brother Don and Brother Michael fired me on Sunday. It was Sunday, Wednesday. They fired me. I said, Lord, yes, sir. I want that. That's what I want. I don't know stories. I don't want stories. I want reality. Praise be to God. Now listen. And the angel of the Lord come. Other scriptures. It's in Kings. Now the angel of the Lord come to him and said unto him, the Lord has been seen. Thou mighty man of air. And he said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, where then is all this before us? If the praise to God. Why? If the bride and the bridegroom come together, why is this? Why is this? Where is that husband that you are to me? What? It's not him. He's come. He's done everything. He's opened the seals. The spirit of truth is here. Why is it then? Don't even cry like Moses cried. Don't cry like that, like you are so dust. Just talk to me. Just talk to me. Don't cry like that. Just go ahead. Did I tell you to do this? Go ahead. But be sure you are with me. A closer walk with thee. Over. A closer walk with thee. We're going to give that. Praise be to God. I'm sorry. I'm a bit emotional, but you forgive me for this, but this is starting to me. And I'm not telling you. I'm not, brother. I'm not, sister. I'm not telling you. I'm telling me. I'm talking to me. All right. Okay. It has to be so. You're calling me Man of Vela. You are calling me the bride. You are calling me that Man of Vela. Praise be to God. Yes, I am. I know, Lord. Gideon could have said, I know I'm an Israelite. Yes. I know I'm a Man of Vela. I've followed you. I've followed everything. Why has this come? Did you, if you follow that story, just go read in Kings. I think Second Kings. No, Judges. Judges 6. Go read that. You know, Americans and Midianites had come and conquered them, and they'd taken everything. This, what you hear is Gideon is threshing wheat. You know, threshing wheat. And he's hiding somewhere so the Midianites cannot hear. They're hiding. They're so done. They're so beat up. They don't seem like you're a man of valor. For what I'm hiding? I'm hiding here, Lord. You're calling me a man of valor. You said you took us from Egypt to here. Yes, I do. I know that. But that's a story. And he goes down here. He says, and Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all that before us? And if you read that, you're going to hear something there. That's a very good chapter 6. Just go to chapter. Please go to chapter 6. Don't fail. Don't fail, please. Go to chapter 6. And it's very. He says, when we were so beat up, the word he uses is impoverished, making poor, something, impoverished, something like that. They were so beat up. They didn't have nothing. They were so like that. So now, they started crying to God. Do you know what God did? He brought a prophet. He says that. In the book, if God be with us, where are all his miracles? There's a statement here. He says, whenever God sets a prophet, the next thing he does, he comes. I don't know. It's not every time. But that's what he did. The prophet was talking about this time. He sent a prophet, William Manuel Branham, and next thing he came. That's exactly what he says in that book. The next thing he came. He says, this person who is talking to Gideon is not a prophet. And he says, he's not an angel. Just got it there. He's not an angel. He was what does an icon bring? A tree. The tree that is made of an icon. Oak. It's oak. At an oak tree. Where he was dressing, and he came there and sat there. And the prophet says, that was God in theophany. That was not an angel. That was God in theophany. And even he thought he's going to die. And he gave him a sign. Because I've seen God, now I'm going to die. He said, no, you're not going to die. He said, God, if that be so. Gideon does not seem like a believer. Do you know what? And the prophet says, that's a man. That's what's reality. He doesn't want stories. You God, tell me that, yeah, yes. He says, that's a good man. He says, he has questions. He says, if that be so, that you've come and told me all these things, then Lord. If that be so, and you're that, and that I'm a man of valor, and I'm going to take this and take the Midianites and Amalekites away, then show me a sign, he said. Just wait there, God. Just wait there under the oak tree. Just wait there. And he went and took a calf and slaughtered a calf and he made a soup with a jerrycan. I don't know with a jerrycan. And he came with it. He said, "Lord, if you are so, then take this." And he said, "Just lay it on the stone there." And he laid it on the stone. And he said, "Pour that soup down there on that stone." And he poured it. And the Lord with a mantle, he did that. He just touched it like that, and the fire came. And he said, "Oh, I'm going to die now because I've seen the Lord." He realized that was God. After the prophet, the Lord came. With a sign, exactly. Don't we have a sign? We have a sign. Praise be to God. He said, "If he's here with his coat, wouldn't he do like he did in the tent of Abraham?" And he took the coat like that, and he turned around. He did exactly the way he did it at the tent of Abraham. Isn't that a sign that he's here? What else do you want the Lord to do? He's here. I'm here. I'm calling. Gomba, 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 where thou art. Where is all this before us? Because your lines are crooked up. I'll answer that now. Where is all this before us? Where is Americans and Midianites? So much of us. Yes, Lord, you took us from Israel, from Egypt. You've done all these miracles, but where has this become on us like that? Because your pipes have been so clogged up, Israel. Unclog them. The Lord bring us up from Egypt, but now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of Midianites. Now listen. Judges 6:36. This is after he's done that and he's here, he's the Lord. That's why I'm saying Gideon, according to the prophet, Gideon did right. But it looks like Gideon was a doubter. He wasn't. He wanted reality. After all that, he comes and says, he called the Reubenites, he called the people of Judah, he called the all that. He called all the tribes together and he said, "Now we are going to fight this Midianites." He's preparing. But before he went, he said, "No, Lord. Even if you told me I'm going to do it. Even if, Lord, you told me that I'm a man of valor. Even if you told me that. Even if you showed me a sign that it is you, leader, who was talking to me. Even if you showed me this, I want to be closer. That's still not close enough. I want closer. I want to be sure, Lord." Listen to this now. He's going to say, and Gideon said unto God, "If thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, I want closer, Lord. A closer walk. I want closer. I want to be like the prophet said up there that Adam was on God's hands." Yes. And he wanted to be sure that he's not out of God's hands. He wanted to be there. That's what I want. I want to be on his hands. Every time, every minute, I want to be there on his hands. And Gideon wanted to make sure. This is not a joke. Make sure. Make your salvation sure and certain. Make sure. This is not gabbering. This is not guessing. There must be no guesswork. No guesswork. Are you sure? Praise be to God. And Gideon said unto God, "Thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. Behold, I'll put a fleece." You know what a fleece is? Everyone knows what a fleece is. Is that right? A fleece. "Now, I'll put a fleece of wool in the floor." You asking you that question. You people know English. I don't. You should be asking me that. Yeah. "I'll put a fleece of wool in the floor. The dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all. Then I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand." God had already told him that. Praise be to God. There's nothing wrong in entertaining. Are you in my heart, really, Lord? Are you really in my heart, Lord? Or am I just guessing? I won't be sure. This is not guesswork. I won't be sure. You're in my heart. You and me are one. I want that. I want assurance. Something that I'm not guessing. I know for sure. Yes, Lord. Me and you are together. I wish I had time to bring that good brother. That everything you do, bring him in. Don't start nothing until he comes in and you talk with him. I wish I could. Maybe I'll post it. I'll post it on fellowship group. Lord, please, I want to do this. Is it right? Do I go into it? Or just do I stop? Please come and show me. I don't want to start it until you come. I want you together with me in every step. It might be stupid. Something looks stupid, like work, like what, whatever it is, Lord, but I want you to get that way. I can't go with you without you. Without you, I'll not move. I'm not that. I want that. I'm not going to do that myself. I want that, Lord. I desire that. I want that. Sometimes I even forget. Yes, sir. I'm a human being. I forget that I was supposed to involve him. You see me as a foreign. Yes, I'm weak. I'm fallen. I'm like that. It's by his grace, brother. It's by his grace. I want him every moment. Every second, I want him. I want to be on his heart like a baby. That's what I want. That's what I desire. Praise be to God. Now, let's finish. Let's finish this. Okay. Okay. And it was so. For he rose up early on the morrow, and there was the fleece together, and winked the dew out of the fleece, and a bowl of full hot of water. And Gideon said unto God, let not thine anger be hot against me. Lord, I look like I'm an unbeliever. I don't look like I'm so strong that I can do this simple thing like that. I look like I'm not taking what you're saying, Lord, but I won't be. 100% that you and me has become one. That's what I want, Lord. Lord, not just one more time. Don't be angry with me, Lord. Just one more time. Praise be to God. And he said, it was so. And Gideon said unto God, let not thine be a God against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Praise be to God. That's God. Yes, sir. All right. Let's read the next quote. Lasting for life. And I know I've brought this quotes from before 1963, so many of them, but that is it. That's the way the devil does. You cut. This is what is between us and that. This is what is between us and that's ours. Closer walk, fellowship, being on the heart of God, being like that. God carrying us like babies. But this is what is before us. This is impediment to get to where we are supposed to be as a bride, as the children of God. I've said this here very many times. If I wanted $20, my mind tells me, because it's clogged up, my mind tells me the first person to talk to is Michael. I know Michael can give me $20. That's the first person. I don't even ask God, can I go to Michael? Or where can I go? I don't ask God. I know Michael has it. Oh, Brother Don, I just come here and say, Brother Don, do you have $20? And Sister Rhoda, if he has... I don't have. Sister Rhoda will say, but I had it in my... Just like that, because he's my brother, he's my sister. Is that right? That's my... Brother, you're not that close to me. Like I'm... No. You're not that nearer to me. Like God is nearer to me. I don't know whether that makes sense. He said he's the nearest help in times of need. That's what he said. He doesn't seem like that. That's not why. That's true. He's the nearest help in times of need. You're not near me like him, Brother Michael. Brother Don, you're not. He's even my only thought. He is the one, the nearest help. Do I need any help? He is the nearest help in terms of needs. Brother, I remember one time, Brother Moriah was coming from the fellowship with another brother who died, called Brother Chige. Brother Don knows at the post office where they wait for the vehicles, at the post office there in Kenya, in Muranga. And they were waiting for a vehicle there. And then it's a night. You might not even have any public means. So there's these people who came and they stopped him. They stopped him. Brachege had an accident and he was leaping. So they said, I don't know what they looked at him and said, we're not going to carry you. But his house is not very far from there. If it comes to that, he can walk. So Brother Moriah was given a lift. So the car is driving and there are very many corners in that road as they start. So, and these people are driving fast. They had a Peugeot 504, that was a big vehicle that time. And they drove, and it was, they fell from the road, and they went out of the road and fell, and the vehicle turned around like that. Now, there was another woman that had a baby. The baby broke his heart. No, his skull. The baby's skull broke. And the baby was going, and they could see the cracked skull. And Brother Moriah said, when they come out of the vehicle, everybody's like that. Brother Moriah said, that's why you're not Brother Moriah. It's like Brother Branham his pastor somebody. You remember that pastor? I think like that pastor in the Baptist church who used to tell him that he's not of God. But Brother Branham loved him very much because he had done one thing. There was a certain man in that story about Brother Branham that he was cursing and said that there was a certain man who had a meeting and he was telling people, you know, your people tells you that you drink, poison and it cannot even harm you. And that brother said, was told by the bishops and everything, don't go. There's no need of tempting God. Don't go. And brother, that man, that's why Brother Branham loved him. He said, that man will not continue condemning my God like that. I'm going to take that poison. If I die, I'll die that. And he walked there and took that poison and drank it. Of course, nothing happened. And Brother Branham said, that is why I loved him. Even when many times he said, he castigated. What is castigate? Castigate is to demean Brother Branham. Say he's not good. He has bad spirits because he's seeing visions. Brother Branham always respected him. And finally he came to the Lord. That's why I love Brother Moriah. Brother Moriah said, brothers, he said, please, do you know what? These people are robbers. They had already robbed a man and he was in the hospital. And cut him. He was in the hospital. And Brother Moriah said, now, brothers, before you do anything, let's pray. There's no brothers here. Please let me pray for the baby. And the mom and the mother was saying, no, what are you doing? You're supposed to cook off for people and we take the baby. No, he's dying. And Brother Moriah prayed as the mother was screaming and doing like that. And those robbers ran away. And they left Brother Moriah with the baby. So with the baby and that mother. And Brother Moriah just read, as in the midst of that noise, he laid his hands like that. He said, Lord, I know that you're our nearest help of need. Let this baby not leave us. Praise be to God. Then they took that baby to the hospital. And the crack was not there in the head. And they found the other guy that was cut and the vehicle stolen in the hospital also. Is that everything? We forget that. If we can only remember, he's the nearest help in terms of need. He's there. He's always there. It's with people who get away from him. He's there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, that's the way the devil does. He'll cut you off from prayer meetings. He'll cut you off from prayer meetings. You know, here we don't have that. And I was telling my wife like that, that I want, and I don't need to talk like that. Sometimes my wife is embarrassed here. I was telling her that I need to teach my children. I need to teach Gabe and Aspen that people are supposed to pray. I need that. And within a day in our house, I can kneel down and just call upon his name. Just for about 40 or an hour or so. Just talking to him in your own way. Mama Gabe, in your own way, in my own way. We just talk to him. It doesn't cost us nothing. I would like that. Here we don't, Kenya, we should have, sometimes we just go and don't do nothing. And I'm not saying that we have it here. Don is the pastor. Don knows everything. Don knows the best here. We just go inside. We just sing one song. We read the scriptures. And everybody goes to every corner. Oh, talk to God. Because sometimes we we encourage one another. By doing that, we encourage one another to talk to him. All right. Now, that's the way the devil does. He'll cut you from every prayer meetings. He's done that. He's done cut the hamstrings right then. You pull around from the church to that. And you run from here to there. But any time the devil wants to gobble you, to gobble you up. What is gobble? Gobble is like, no, gobble is like that. To eat you up. Is that it? Gobble is like to eat. Is that right? Is that right? The right word? Gobble. Gobble. To eat you up. When the devil wants to eat you up. That's what, when he wants to eat you up. Okay. When he wants to eat you up, he's got you under his control. When he cuts your prayer life. That's right. When he cuts your prayer life. That means prayer. Praying for food. That's not, brother. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something that is real. Something that you kneel down there. And you don't wake up until you know you've asked Lord. I've talked. You've talked back. I know. And I know. It's not a second-hand information. I know, Lord, I've talked to you. And Lord, you have talked to me. We've fellowshipped. We've talked. Man, this is not deep, brothers. This is simple. This sounds simple. And that's true. Brother, I'm talking to myself. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to me. I'm talking to me. He's got you under his control. When he cuts your prayer life, brother, you are gone. Brother, you are gone. That's right. When he cuts that dust of you and perverts it into the things of the world, he's got you where he wants you. He'll let you go along here till you get a certain place. Then cash your life out without God right there. Okay, this is, I know I'm taking a bit of time. Let me, just this quote, another one, and I'm done. The other one is just two paragraphs, and this is the wrong one. And I'm going to marathon. I'm going to have marathon this one. I'm going to read it very fast. But if I just read what I want, you not get what I want from this quote. So let me just read it. It's a bit long. Let me just read it. But I'll read it fast. I'll try to read it very fast. Now it says, I talked to a young woman some time ago who was in the emergency room. Now listen very carefully, because I'm not going to interpret very much, but listen very carefully. I talked to a young woman some time ago who was in the emergency room. She was from the psychopathic. I think that is insanity, right? Insanity, psychopathic. In a great meeting in Michigan, and they had maybe the cases of insanity. Not bring them out in public because they were in jackets. And street jackets, I think, is madness, isn't it? Like insanity. Street jackets, what is that? Or something like that. In other words, they cannot go out to the people because they are tied up or something like that. Because they're mites are out, is that right? Yeah, something like that. Okay, that's good, sister. Jackets and kinds of conditions. And I went into the room. That's paragraph, the same paragraph, paragraph 17 is down there. And I went in the room, and one man went with me. And when he went in there, it's a beautiful young woman, looked to be about 20 or 25 years old, sitting there. And I said, how do you do? And she said, how do you do? And I said, well, it's hard to know which way to start. I probably didn't know to start with whom because there are so many. And I said, well, it's hard to know which way to start. And some of them, out of their minds and screaming, and watching them. And she said, if you don't mind, sir, I'd like you to start with me. That's the girl. Well, that's what the girl is saying. It's you? Yes, sir. Why? You're not patient, are you? She didn't know where she is. She's like that. You're not patient. She said, yes, I am. Well, I said, mind. She said, I wonder. And she said, listen to my story just a minute. I said, certainly, madam. And I said, and she started telling me, she said, I was reared in a good home. She said, and my mother taught me not to do wrong, to shun evil, and to embrace the right thing. She said, I lived that kind of life for a number of years, and I got mixed up with a young man. And she said, it caused disgrace to me. And said, I just started and threw myself away and became alcoholic. Then they picked me up and sent me to a Catholic institution called the Good Shepherd's Home. Said, there I was at the correction for a number of years. They released me. As soon as I got out of that, I started drinking again. And said, then I served a year or two in woman's state prison. And said, then I had changed from Protestant to Catholic. Then during this time, I changed back to Protestant again. From the chaplain talking to me and said, I come out and tried again. But I went right back into it again, into prostitution and drinking. It's a story. Are you listening to that story? Are you following it? Is everyone following it? He said. And I said, your mother? He said, dead. He said, your father? Dead. And I said, what do you think they would think about you now? She said, oh, if I could only go back again. She is desiring to go back again to when she was with his mother and mother going to church. Okay. I said, I said, a lovely young woman like you. Don't you desire to be married and have babies like all mothers do and so forth? She said, I would love to, sir, but look at me. What could die of anyone? I know you people have read this story, but it's touching. It's touching. I said, you've got one thing you could offer. She said, What is that? What is that? I said, your soul to Jesus Christ. Nothing. Nothing have I. I come just like nothing if I have on one asshole that I can just present it to Christ. Christ can take me. All right. Mm-hmm. She said, sir, you didn't receive it. I'm so dirty. I'm so gone. You didn't receive it. I said, oh, yes. Brother Ron said, oh, yes, he will. Said, how do you know he would? I tried. I said, yes, you are just turning. You didn't try. This is what started touching me. He was praying. He was a Christian. He knew the word. He grew up there. And he says, I tried. I did all. Isn't that true? Yes, he did. I said, what is it? You're just turning pages. You can have all your quotes. You don't have all that. You're just turning pages. Until you come to reality. You and him touch. Get together. And that happens. You're just turning pages. You can have as many quotes as you want. Even if you know all the mysteries. And you don't have love. The prophet says, love is God. And you don't have that God. You are nothing. You don't have it. All the mysteries. You don't have him. You're nothing. I've tried. I've gone to church. I've done all I know. But that does not help. I keep on going back. There's no need of trying. He said, yes, you're just turning pages. But you really come. But you really come to him. He says, you really come to him. In other words, when you really come to him, in other words, you've never gone to him. You know the word. You know all that. You're not supposed, you know even that you're supposed to go to him. You've tried to go to him. You've done all that. But when you need it to, how many times people think that there's a claim. There's people claiming and there's reality. There's your thinking that you're in God and you're not. God, please don't agree with me, but let me just one more time. Am I in? That's what the Gideon did. Let me, don't be angry. Truly, am I gonna do that, what you told me? Just show me. Assure me, Lord. You and me. This is too great to gabble. This is too important just to take it like it can be or can be. This is too great for me. It's not enough to think that I am. It's not enough to think that I am. I want an assurance. Praise to God. How can I do that? Let's go on here. He says, yes, we're just in pages. She said, what could he do with me? I said, make a lady out of you. He said, so said, not me. I'm too far gone. I said, he can take you back. That's the grace of God. That is him. He can take you back to the time when he was a virgin, innocent girl. What a God. What a God. The blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient and powerful to transform the worst sinner. Blood, guiltless before God. He can do it. She said, I've tried that so many times. Now listen to this statement. I said, I want to tell you, a business has never been diagonalized right. Nobody has come to tell you exactly what the problem is and how it's supposed to be solved. Turning pages is not solving it. That disease that you have, girl, does not need those medicines of turning pages. Of going to church, belonging here, knowing this, knowing the Bible. It does not. That's not the required. That's not what you hear. That's not. It is not been diagnosed. Your case has not, your disease has not been diagnosed right. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be like that. She said, certainly not. Just what you mentioned a while ago is what I want to be, a mother, with a husband, with babies, someone to love, and someone that loves me. I will never spoil a man's life like I am. Then I said, you don't have to. I said that. This may sound old-fashioned, sister, but it is the truth. Nevertheless, it's the devil that's done that to you. It's the devil that's got a hold of you, driving you to things that you don't want to do. She looked at me with those big dark eyes and said, I've always believed that was the truth. That's not new. I believed that was the truth, but I didn't know how to do it. Do you see that, brothers and sisters? But I didn't know how to do it. I said, would you kneel here with me? That's it now. That this is the right medicine. I've diagnosed it, the problem. Now I'm going to give you the right medicine. Where is God of Abraham? This case has not been diagnosed right. We've been hovering here, thinking that we know what we think like that we have. Now, let's diagnose it right. We got to have him. Him and us have got to get married. And we are. But our ways are clogged up. Our consciousness, we got to be conscious he's our husband. We got to know and be conscious and know that he really is. And do like those magi. Brother Don was talking about those magi, I think on Wednesday. Do you realize those magi, brother? I don't know whether you know. You call them magi. How do you call them in Kenya, Sister Esther? Magi. The wise men, you call them magi. Why do you people call G, when it's G, I, you say Jai? What about if it was J? And would it sound the same magi? Same magi, I don't know. English is a fun language. we say magi in Kenya, magi. Those were the wise people who came from the west, from the east. The prophet says there were Israelites that were in India. I think you've read that story. There were Israelites that were in India. And they saw something, brother. They saw something that they've been looking for. They were astronauts. There were stars that they were looking very carefully. Three stars. We're looking at three stars. One there, one there, one there. And they knew what they meant. He says, those stars, one was the star of Shem. Everybody here on earth is born at a stone and at a star. That's right. So Shem was at a certain star. So they saw, you know Shem? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham, Shem, and Japheth, the children of Noah, who repopulated the earth after the floods. You know that? So they had stars. So that was the star of Ham. Another star of Shem. Another star of who? Japheth. Three stars. And they knew from the scriptures and from other astronauts that when those stars come together, the three stars come together, that will be the star of the Savior of the people of Ham, Shem, and Japheth. There were no other people here on earth except that. Is that right? The Savior of the earth. So when that star came together and it started moving, they knew this is it. And they followed it. What did they carry? The prophet says they carried the right gifts. Saying who he was. They carried, I don't remember now, Manemane. Is it Manemane? I don't know what it's called, Manemane in English. Manemane, is it? That's Swahili, is right? Money, I don't know. But they carried gold, and they carried, I don't know those things in English. It's forgetting me. Frankincense. And that money is manna. Manna is for somebody that's dead, is right? Frankincense is something. Gold is deity. I don't remember the... But what was it? There were signs to show who he was. He was God. They recognized this is God. They gave, and the prophet asked, what can you do? Do you recognize God? Do you recognize that he's come? Do you recognize that? What can you give him? He says, a portion of your life, a portion of time, position in your life, number two. Then you don't know who he was. Those magi knew who he was, and they give according to what he was. Are you going to give according to what he is? If he's your husband that has come in this age and the spirit of truth has come, are you going to give that spirit of truth half of your life, half of something? Brother, if you know really what it is, you're going to give all that you are and you become a prisoner of that. Yes, sir. You don't have to. I said, this may sound our old version, sister, but this is the truth. Nevertheless, it's the devil. She looked at me with those big dark eyes. She said, I'm gonna. She said, now, they tell me I'm a mental case. I said, you are. But I said, Jesus Christ restores right mind. There is nothing too great for him. And she said, can you see that? There's nothing too great. Doesn't matter what condition you are, yes, sir. Doesn't matter whether you are robber, killer, a serial killer. It doesn't matter. He can restore you back. Whatever you are. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is that powerful. He said, and she said, do you think he would for me? I said, certainly. But we got to get that devil out there before he can. Before he can make you the right thing. Got to get that devil out before he can. Where he entered, when he was a young girl, he'll go out and he'll go right back to that place again. If we just pray a bit and then you come to church and you become a Christian again, it will come back again. It will just come back again. And she got down on her knees. Now listen, this is the part that I really want you to get. She got down on her knees and asked her to pray. Now listen. And asked her to pray. And she prayed for a few moments. She looked over at me and she said, "Brother Branham, I now am going to make a new start. I'm going to make a new start." That's not it. Praying that minute, that's not it. Maybe she had prayed for that minute, that's not it. Did she have a breakthrough? She didn't have a breakthrough. You say, "I've prayed for this thing for 10 years and it's not come." You have never had a breakthrough. It's come. Do you remember Daniel? Daniel, when it came to that kind of a, he became desperate and he opened the doors towards Jerusalem and he prayed, not one day, not 2 days. He prayed, not caring that people are hearing. He prayed until God heard, and he was wondering, "Why, since I started praying, hasn't God heard me?" He said, when the answer came, he said, "When you started praying, maybe 2 days ago, is when the prayers reached me. But now I sent it. But there are so many demons." He says, "The king of Persia. Those are demons. So many demons here between me and here. That the one that I gave the answer has been struggling. But in your desperation you have not stopped." And an angel appeared to him and said, "This is the answer." He could not stop until, do you remember Brother Branham? When he lied to those people, those lawyers, and he went to pray. He said, "I prayed morning. From morning I prayed until the evening." He said, "Until the evening." And when I was sure that God has heard me, I said, "Lord, if surely this is it, brother, I don't want to gabble. I don't want something thinking, no, I want to be sure, Lord. If surely you have heard my prayers, if surely you have answered my prayers, Lord, bring a whirlwind." The prophet said, a whirlwind almost took him. He had a breakthrough. He had talked to God and God had talked to him. They were in fellowship again. Praise be to God. This sounds bad. This, I don't know how it sounds to you, brothers, but it's me. Don't think like you. No, it's me. It's me. It's me, brother. It's me. Am I a member? Yes, I talked to God and told him, "Lord, I'm not like Cain. I'm a member of your praise. I am your son, your son. Because I know I am." Praise be to God. I'm finishing shortly. And got down on her knees and asked her to pray. And she prayed a few moments. She looked up. Okay, now I was there. I said, "Sister, you, Brother Branham, I now am going to make a new start." He said, "I said, sister, it won't do one bit of good. That minute's prayer, I prayed for food, and when I prayed for food, I mentioned Sister Rebecca, that God helped Sister Rebecca in this thing that is. It's just an example. That's not it. It won't do no one good. Don't even say you prayed. You didn't. Do not one bit of good. Praise be to God. You're going just bit of good. You are going just exactly the same road you've been. It won't work." And she said, "I mean, in my heart, I've really told him. Amanda needs this. Medicine needs this. I've told him, Brother Don needs this. I've told him. That will not do it. It's good, but it will not do nothing. I want something that really I talk to him. When I say I talk to him, I'm sure that I talked until he talked back to me. I want a relationship. What is this God? You remember that God that he prayed? Elijah prayed. He said, Lord, I know that you sent me here. Please bring this." And he answered with fire. But when they prayed until they were cutting themselves. He said, "Excuse me, I think the God that you are praying may have gone for a tour somewhere. Maybe I've gone somewhere. I don't know that kind of a God that goes for a tour. I want to leave God that I talk to. And he can talk to me. But I served Pentecost. Forgive me for that. Forgive me for that. He's my husband. I'm married. How can he marry me and I don't see him? How can he marry me? And the only thing is, I hear, like, I read from books, I want something more, brother. I want more. I want when I talk, and I want a fellowship like we had in the Garden of Eden. I want that. But when I come here and tell Don, God told me this, I'm sure God told me that. When Don comes here and tells us, God said this, God didn't say that. It's not a thinking, it's not nothing. She said, I know you do, but the devil is more, the devil is more stronger than any mental powers that you could put to him. That's the reason I don't believe in intellectual religion. I believe a man's got to be born again of the Holy Spirit. It's got to be deeper than you are thinking. Got to be an experience. And she said, what must I do? There's no any other way to do it. It's touching God. There's no any other way. It's touching God until God touches you. Listen, I said, just stay right there. There's no any other way. Just stay right there. Just stay right there. And we prayed. And I went ahead and prayed with some more people. He just left him. He just left that girl praying. And he left him. And he walked away. He prayed for this. He prayed for this. He continued his business. But he turned around, people, and come back. She was still praying. She was praying. I come back to her again a second time. And after a while, I come back. And she was getting deeply in sin. Can you get that, sister? Can you get that, brother? Deeply into sincerity. Deeply where you know now that person is touching God. The prophet could see that person is not touching God. In a few moments, she reached up. With tears running down her cheek, she looked me in the face. She said, Brother Branham, something has happened. Yes, sir. God has talked. I'm a witness to myself. God has spoken. Something has changed. Something is not now a story. Something has happened. God has spoken. God has spoken back. I said, you don't have to turn pages now. It's over. You don't have to turn pages now. The woman's married and got a family and lovely sweet bond again. Holy Spirit feels a saint. Because God could take her back to a place where she started to do wrong. That's his goodness. And from that time, she was a changed woman. From that time of a young girl to at one time, she was evil. God taken her back. From that time, she was different. Now, I'm finishing this. This is a quote. I'm finishing. And I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to read it. We know it's true that God will meet. Now, listen to this. I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to say what. I'm just going to read it. Now we know it is true that God will meet in the book. It's in the book called Desperation. It's just three verses. We know it is true that God will meet a desperate soul. Now, we all know that. But it is usually takes something to drive us into that. Something to drive us into that. To that despair. To the desperation. It takes something to do it. He says, we find out in James 5:15 that the Bible said that the effectual, now listen, the effectual, fervent, that's desperation. Effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He says, when a righteous man, a good man, gets in travail. Travel is like, you know, I hope you know, I think you know it. In travel, or so travel, or travel, either one. I think travel is the better word, Travel, or travel, either which one of you want to call it. But when a soul gets in desperation, in travailing, in effectual, fervent prayer of a man that can show the token, it does something. See, it does something. He says, notice what the Bible said here also. What the Bible says here also in James 16:5-16. If confessing our faults, getting right, making ready for it, confess our faults to one another, having no faults ask people to pray for you, confessing your faults one to another, and praying one for another, for the other. There you are, with love, love that I got confidence. I can confess to you my wrong, and you can confess to me your wrong. And I love you well enough that I will pray for you, and you pray for me. And we all stay with it, with effectual, fervent prayer until it's answered. Until, not just praying, until it's answered. That's desperation. That's what we should have all the time. That's what we should have all the time. Let's pray. Father, we know who we are, Lord. We know that you are children, Lord. But we want a closer walk with you. We desire that. The moment we come to a place where we are satisfied and we don't need our husband, that is when it's not right. We constantly need you. We got to be deeper with you. We got to continue eating you, Lord. We desire that, Father. Get us closer to you. Help us to surrender more. Help us to give you more time, Lord. Help us to unclog all the areas, Lord. That is an impediment from you getting to us, Lord. Thank you for everything, Lord. Father, in this, I know I'm not trying to tell people to raise their hearts up, but I know that they have things in their hearts. Whatever it is, you know it, because you're God. Whatever it is, Lord, please, Father, answer that prayer. Answer that need, Lord. Let them know that you care, Lord Jesus Christ, because you do, Jesus. We commit all these needs to you. Above everything, Lord, once again, help me. Help every brother, help every sister, because we want to be better. We want to be better children. We want to be better wives to you. We desire that. We want to surrender more. We want to give ourselves completely to you, Lord. Take us to yourself. We are all yours now, Lord, is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. Sorry, guys, I don't want to stick a bit on your eye. I don't want to have a signature that I'm the one who doesn't finish quotes when I bring them. So I was trying to finish that. I'm sorry. And may God bless you. I'm saying I didn't want to have a signature, Brother Don, like I'm the guy who does not finish his quotes. He brings quotes, he doesn't finish them. So I tried to finish those quotes today. So may God bless you. May God bless you. Is it done or somebody can come and... Is it done? Okay. God bless you. If I've said anything that maybe stepped on your toe, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, I'm sorry. Just forgive me. But if there's anything that maybe you can... See, maybe God can help you with. Just pick that and just leave the other. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. God bless you.